whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start writing to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Company Break, a brand new program on WCRI. We know that the community is built on the backs of local businesses. This is why we've invited the people behind those businesses to share their story with you. The WCRI Company Break is a half-hour program on the first Saturday of the month, and during the program, you'll hear how a business started, who their customers are, upcoming projects, general advice, and where they see their company in the future. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, and happy 4th of July. A beautiful day yesterday for the 4th of July, and we are very pleased to have in studio with us today for Company Break, Pam Jeffrey, who is the president and CEO of South County Quality Care. Welcome, Pam.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
It's nice to have you with us today. I'm looking forward to finding out everything I always wanted to know about South County Quality Care. And first off, about you personally, you're a Rhode Island resident, right?
I am. I was born and raised in South Kingstown, Rhode Island. Went to South Kingstown High School. Went away a little bit for college, came home, and have been here ever since.
What a deal. And South County Quality Care is located where?
We're located at 14 Woodruff Avenue in Narragansett.
And that's it's a division of South County Hospital, right?
We are. We're part of the South County Hospital Healthcare System. We are the private duty piece of the hospital healthcare system. And certainly being part of the system helps us maintain standards that are way above average. And also we work with a team of excellent people from the hospital, visiting nurses, South County Surgical Supply. So we are part of that entire package and system.
And that hospital does very well.
That hospital does very well. South County Hospital is a wonderful hospital. It's been rated number one in the state several times. They have an excellent group of physicians and people who work closely with all of us. We maintain contact with our clients when they're in the hospital, follow their progress through the case management, and when they come home, should they need visiting nurses, we work with visiting nurses, and we supplement the additional care that they might need that they can't get through Medicare.
I see. Now, you made a little statement earlier. You said the private duty portion.
Correct. Okay. We do not do Medicare portion. We do the private duty portion, which is out of pocket or long-term care insurance or Veterans Administration assistance. But we are the private duty piece. We'll never be in competition with visiting nurses. We fit like a hand in glove with them. And if we see clients that are able to have Medicare coverage, we certainly pass that over to the visiting nurses. Visiting nurses, on the other hand, when they're preparing to discharge a client, might give us a call so that we can continue with whatever care the client might continue to need.
So it's a two-way street.
It certainly is, and it works really well.
All right. So someone typically would be needing assistance. They've had some kind of procedure, right?
Correct.
Usually how it starts. And then from there, does the hospital get in touch with you, or does the client do it directly?
There are several ways that it can be done. The hospital can certainly, on behalf of the client, get in touch with us. Visiting nurses, on behalf of the client, can get in touch with us. One of the big things with private duty care is that you do not need to have a physician's order to have the care. So the client themselves can call us, or the client's family can call us, and we're able to send out one of our nurses to do an in-home assessment, and we can start to roll from there.
That's, I'm presuming, because it's the financial aspect of it, you don't need the physician's
note,
so to speak.
Correct. It doesn't need to be skilled care. We have different levels of care. We have homemakers who provide client-centered housekeeping, laundry, grocery shopping, errands, transportation, vacuuming, dusting in the client's area, bed making, assistance with meal preparations. We also have certified nursing assistants parents who are able to do hands-on care, which is bathing or dressing. They also can do the light housekeeping as well. And then we have registered nurses, which is a terrific program where we can go in and do medication pre-fills or case management and actually act on behalf of the family to set up appointments, to accompany the clients to appointments that they might have, to do teaching and assessment. So with our homemakers, our certified nursing assistants, and our registered nurses, we can cover all of the daily needs that someone might have.
And this isn't necessarily age restrictive, right?
No, it isn't. We cover all ages. We have a new mom and baby program where we take care of the babies or help the mom with that initial care. We also have insurance companies that we have worked through that have, we've been able to do some assistance in the home with clients that way, such as the veterans. And we also have the private duty out of pocket. And although most of our clients are elderly, we certainly can take care of everyone.
Everyone's has a need at some time or another,
right? They do, and it's really interesting. 60% of the clients we see have either dementia or Alzheimer's as a primary or secondary diagnosis. And our staff is certified in Alzheimer's care, and we've put a great deal of emphasis on how to work with clients with these diseases.
Wow, 60%. I wouldn't think that's a lot.
Yeah, it's very high. It's very high. And I think probably some of that is because it's being recognized more. We're picking it up. Also because of the fact that it seems to be a disease that is affecting more and more of our people in our community.
Now, you personally are not a doctor, right?
I am not. I'm a registered nurse.
You're a registered nurse, which is probably better in some situations, but we don't want them to know that.
No,
right?
We're not going to tell them anything about that.
No, but you mentioned you seem to be picking up the disease earlier. Do you think that dementia and or Alzheimer's is something that has been around for a long, long time, just nowhere near the recognition that it gets now?
I do. And I think back when I was a child, people would talk about someone having senility or being senile or getting older. And I think we've put names to some of these things. And I also think as a society, we've become more conscious and more aware of the symptoms and the signs of both dementia and Alzheimer's. Therefore, they are getting diagnosed and we are given tools through our education as to how best work with the individuals who have this.
And that's something that continues to progress, I'm sure. There's always new things being discovered and new things
being
found
out. Correct. We do in-services on a regular basis. We've had several on these topics, and anything that we can find. Our nurses recently attended a dementia seminar. I am now certified for the healthcare system to be able to teach the programs for this, and we feel as though it's something we want to stay right on top of.
Before we leave this first segment of the show, I do want to give people the opportunity, if they have questions, if they're not sure about something, how do they get in touch with you?
We have a 24-hour telephone number. It is 401-789-8443. There is always an on-call scheduler available and a nurse available, even when the office is closed. Our office hours are 8 to 4:30 Monday through Friday, and we'd really appreciate any calls so that we could assist anyone in any way necessary.
Now, in this day and age, I know a lot of people like to sit down at night, come home from work, and sit at their computer and search things. I'm presuming you have a website that can give information too,
we
right?
We do. We're on the South County Hospital website, which is www.schospital.com, and we're also on our own website, which is www.schqualitycare.com.
SCQualityCare.com. All right, great. Now, I want to get back to some of the people involved. How large is the facility? Are we talking about 20 people that are employed by South County Quality Care?
We employ approximately 100 people.
100 people?
We do. It's great. Our homemakers and CNAs make up the majority of our staff. We have billing and payroll and a clerk. We have a scheduler who's very, very good. She does a great job. Her name is Lori Taylor. Dina Main keeps things going in the office with billing and payroll. And we have three nurses that are on the road all of the time, Katie Cranston, Mary Rooney, and Gail Pike, and myself.
Wow. So 100 people, that the reality is you're one of the larger employers in South County.
Well, we do have quite a few who work for us, and we're hiring all the time and training. We have our own training facility for homemaker services. It's a 25-hour program, and we have a certified nursing assistant program that we are licensed by the state of Rhode Island to continue to train and work with us, people who would like to become CNAs and get into this field of home care.
And one of the things that's really cool about your company is that, as you mentioned at the top of the show, you're from this area, and you mentioned several other names, and most of those people live and work in the same place.
That's correct. We have really worked hard to assemble a group of people from our community to work for South County Quality Care. And as we expand our borders a little bit and move into East Greenwich and Warwick area, we certainly have gotten employees from those communities as well. I think it's really important to all of us that we give back to our community, that we make it a better place to live, that we promote health in our community and wellness in our community. Being a native in the South County area, and my family goes back to the Mayflower and those who met the Mayflower, so there is a very unique personality of the South Countyite, and I think that we can all very well identify with that, but also understanding that when you grow up here, you're taking care of not only family, friends, and neighbors, but you're also trying to give something back to the community that you know is near and dear to you and that you really love. And certainly I love South County area, and I'm very, very pleased to be in this position and work with the healthcare system.
And your title of CEO and president, you are a nurse, and did you work your way up the ranks through this company, or did you come here from another company?
Well, I had worked for South County Hospital in 1972. That was my first job when I graduated from nursing school.
Uh-oh. And You're not supposed to give the date.
Well, I'm really proud of that. And I graduated from South Kingstown High School in 1969. And I have been affiliated with the South County Hospital healthcare system all of my nursing career. I've worked in the hospital. I've worked with visiting nurses. I've clinically managed a home care company that visiting nurses once owned. And I'm now with South County Quality Care. So I've done just about everything there is out there to do as far as a nurse is concerned.
And I'm sure the road up the ladder was an interesting one. You must have a lot of stories about some interesting things that happened along the way. And I'm going to give you a chance to reflect and think about a couple of those interesting stories. And we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, maybe we'll find out about some of those stories.
Right now, we're
with Pam Jeffrey. She is the CEO and president of South County Quality Care. We'll take a short break and be back in a few. We are back on Company Break. I'm Mike Maino, and I'm sitting with Pam Jeffrey, the president and CEO of South County Quality Care. And Pam, just before we took the break, I give you a moment to think of some interesting stories. And off air, you said that maybe you'll write a book someday. You have so many interesting stories. But tell us about some of the interesting things that have happened, or one or two of them anyway.
Well, it's when you have a career of over 40 years in nursing, you meet all types of characters and different people from different places. And certainly, I'm not joking when I say I think I should write a book. Every once in a while, I'll say this one's going in the book. But I remember when I was a young visiting nurse and just starting out, I went to a place in Westerly Ashway area that there were two older brothers who lived together, and when I went to the door for the very first visit...
Oh, this is the story you told me about, the not being very happy to see you and not normally greeting a lot of people in a traditional way. This was in a remote part, yes.
And I recall thinking to myself, is this the right house, and is this a good idea? But when I left with marigolds and summer squash and zucchini, and it was a very good visit, and we were able to relate, and he invited me in again, and I spent several months visiting that home. So turned out to be a very warm friendship by the time we finished.
Now, that leads to questions about, you mentioned several months. Sometimes you have a client, and that lasts a month, sometimes years. What what prepares you? I know I could not even think about doing your job. So what prepares you for the emotional part that someday this relationship might end?
That's a very interesting question. I think it's not just from a nursing point of view, but the certified nursing assistants and homemakers really do the majority of the work on the regular day-to-day cases that we have. And we work very hard in their training and with their in-servicing to help them to understand how to work with these clients, how to maintain empathy and not sympathy, because when you're sympathetic, sometimes you're not quite as effective. If you're empathetic, you certainly can do your job and do a great job with it. We offer all of our clients at least two or three caregivers because we feel it's very important if someone is sick or takes a vacation that they get to know more than one person. And we do, on some of our more intensive cases, relieve that caregiver from time to time and let someone else make that visit because you do get very attached. And we have to maintain that we are a professional organization. We are not their best friend. We are a professional organization. We're there to take care of our clients and to make sure that they're healthy and that they're safe and do that in a very professional manner. And I think that that's really important to understand is that they have supervisors. We make supervisory visits, that this is what we do for a business. And we care very much about our clients, but we certainly try to keep our caring to a level that it's therapeutic for the client.
And I know that everyone's just a little bit different and everybody's personality is a little bit different. I'm sure there are some people that handle that one way and other people that handle it another way. But I think the professionalism that you mentioned is the key to all of that.
I think it is. And also, when we do our nursing assessments, someone will call us. Let's start with a phone call that comes to the office, and it's an inquiry about what we do and how we do it. We answer as much as we can over the phone. And if the person wants and is ready, we do a nursing assessment by sending our nurse into the home who spends an hour to 2 hours with the client and gets to know the client, what they like, what they don't like, if they've got a pet in the house, what its name is, so that we know as much as we possibly can in that couple of hours about that person. During that time, we're also assessing their personality. We're getting to know them so that we know who, when we go back to the office, we would recommend to scheduling that would fit well with this person. I think that's a very important piece of it because if they are laid back and very quiet, they certainly would probably prefer to have a staff person who's a little bit quiet and moves a little bit slower. And, you know, if they're energetic and they're ready to rock and roll, then we certainly want to put somebody into that house that will match their personality and be up for whatever activities that the client feels like. So it's really important for that nursing visit to gather information and get a clear picture of the client. Now, certainly at any time, if a client isn't satisfied with the person or for any reason feels that the personality doesn't match, they can call us and we're more than happy to make a change just to make sure. But I have to be honest, in the 7 years that I've been back at South County Quality Care, we've never had to make that change because we're all pretty good nurses and we see what's out there and we know what we need to do.
Now, there's a lot of experience between those pretty good nurses. You mentioned that some have been doing this for a lot of years.
We all have been. We've all been doing it over 40 years. We have all had experience in the hospital and with visiting nurses and in private duty. So we're a nice mixture of what's out there, number one. And number two, the CNAs and the homemakers that we have are absolutely exceptional. They come from many different walks of lives. And for many of them, this is a second career. They've already worked their job. They may have retired or moved or relocated. And they've taken these classes to become certified nursing assistants and homemakers. We have one gal that has her master's degree in gerontology. We have someone who worked for the state for 30 years in DCYF. We have people who have worked in physical therapy, occupational therapy. So they come with a great deal of experience. The other thing that I'd like to mention is that we also have students employed by us who are in nursing programs, occupational therapy programs, and physical therapy programs. We're able to provide them with a flexible schedule so that they can work and continue to go to school. We're extremely supportive of their completing their education and certainly hope that they'll come back to the South County Hospital healthcare system for their professional career.
So a great mix of young and old, and the old adage, if you're going to have someone give you a brain operation, do you want someone on their first day out of school, or do you want someone that's done 100 of them? And you have the mix of those.
We really do, and I'm really very, very proud of the staff, all of the staff at South County Quality Care. I've been nursing a long time, and they are the best group of people I have ever worked with, so I feel very fortunate to be able to work with them, too.
Now, let's get back to the South County Hospital connection and the divisions of South County Hospital. If someone is looking for treatment and they go to the hospital and they have their treatment, I mentioned earlier that the hospital then makes the connection with you? Or
they can, or the client can, or the client's family can. But certainly we work closely with the case managers at South County Hospital so that if they identify a need for home care that doesn't meet the criteria for Medicare, they certainly will give information about private duty companies, ours being one of them. And then the call can be made to us, and at that point we go on and assess the home situation.
So there's a choice there. In other words, if they're just because they went to South County Hospital doesn't necessarily mean they'll end up with
That's
you.
That's correct. There are a lot of companies right now that are doing what we do. It's a concern for me, honestly, because I do feel as though the future of health care is going to be home care. I feel as though South County Quality Care, in its connection with South County Hospital, makes us the cream of the crop. And I really hope that clients will make some calls and they will recognize the fact that we have an affiliation with the best hospital around, that we are very professional, and that we have extremely high standards. There is a choice, and we appreciate the people who give us the call and the opportunity to serve them.
Now, it's almost talking about going back in time. I know when you and I met today, just before the taping of the show, we talked about the fact that there were some old-time radio shows. We were talking about old radio, and I'm reminded of old-time television with people like, for example, Gunsmoke, where Doc Adams would always go out to the house and visit people.
Yes.
Now, that's disappeared. I know when I was young, I can remember the doctor coming to my house and taking care of whatever needed to be taken care of. But that doesn't happen much anymore, right?
No, there are a couple of doctors with specific cases where it's very traumatic for the client to get out that will still go out to the home. But it's pretty much not the norm. I think with the ambulance transportation, some of the things that can be done now. But it's one of the nice things about having involvement of a home care company, whether it be through Medicare with VNS or whether it be through private duty with the nurses going in. We stay in very close contact with the doctor's offices if there are any changes or concerns about a client, and that's just something that we do, and we also will report back and forth with visiting nurses so that hopefully we can alleviate the need for multiple emergency room visits or multiple doctor's office visits.
I would think that would be a great comfort to someone who, for example, if my mother lived to be 93 before she passed away. There was a few months of turmoil as normal where her health had declined, and I wasn't nearby. She was down south. I was up here. So if loved ones are concerned about someone,
certainly they should give us a call, because one of those programs that we have are the nurses who do the case management piece, and it really does alleviate a great deal for the family, the flying back and forth, the phone calls in the middle of the night, worrying about what doctor's appointment is what, making sure that the transportation is taken care of. That's one of the programs that we have that we do, and it really is helpful, particularly in the summertime like we are right now, because there are a lot of additional activities for families in the summer, vacations that they might take. We also have clients that we take out for the day, or we will take to the club so that they can continue to have their social time and do what they like to do, and the family doesn't have to stay responsible for that piece of the care.
So, actually transport the person to...
Absolutely. We take them. We have clients that we take, for example, to the Dunes Club, and they stay in a few hours, and we pick them back up, and we bring them home and rinse off the salt water and get dinner ready, and they've had a lovely afternoon, and they're all fresh and clean for their evening.
Excellent. You probably don't make a lot of trips to Foxwoods.
Not as many as you'd think. No, we don't do Foxwoods, but we certainly do social events. We've attended weddings with families, made sure that grandma or grandpa was able to make it to the wedding without the family having to be in charge of the transport or the getting ready or any of those things. So our staff is absolutely terrific. I have one guy who dressed in a tux to escort one of the grandmothers into the wedding. So we've done some pretty crazy things. They'll all be in my book. Stay tuned. But okay. We've done a lot of things to help people out so that they can enjoy life. That's what this is all about, keeping people safe, keeping people healthy, and giving as much quality of life. And we appreciate all of the people who call and talk with us about this, and certainly the clients who use our services.
And this is something that does not have to be self-initiated. It's something that can be done by a loved one. So if you are a loved one and you're concerned, you can also call and get information. That's all part of the program.
It certainly is, and we're there to take those calls. We're more than happy to talk about our services that we offer. And certainly, I always tell everybody, and I might as well say it here, my name and number is in the phone book. We've been around for a long time, and we continue to do business. So we're local people, and we're not going anywhere. We are part of the hospital healthcare system, and we are South County Quality Care.
All right. Why don't we give the phone number one more time?
It's 789-8443.
And that's area code 401,
that's
obviously.
Right.
And then the websites.
www.schospital.com or www.schqualitycare.com. And again, you can call us at any time, 401-789-8443.
And you can even talk to Pam if you get lucky.
Well, I'm more than happy to speak with anyone.
Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in this morning. It's been great. I know I've got a lot of questions answered that I had, and I'm sure our audience is listening is appreciative as well. It's nice to see you again.
Thank you. Great to be here.
All right, everyone. We'll look forward to seeing you next time on Company Break.
Whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start riding to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune.